I'm Brian Milner, and this is the Agile Mentors Podcast, a show about both the personal and organizational journey towards agility. My friends and I will be sharing with you what we've collectively learned from seeing thousands of companies' agile implementations, the perils and pitfalls, as well as the secrets to success. We'll share our personal in-the-trenches experiences so that you can apply what we've learned in a practical way in your careers. We also hope to hear and learn from you as well. If you're like us and are always in search of better ways of working together, you're in the right place. Join us, mentor, and be mentored. Let's get started. Hey there, Agile Mentors. Welcome in for another episode of the Agile Mentors Podcast. I'm with you as always, Brian Milner here. And this episode, I just wanted to take a pause to celebrate a little bit, to retrospect just a little bit, really thinking about this show and this podcast. This is our year anniversary. We have been doing this now for a year, believe it or not. That actually corresponds as well to about our 50th episode. I know numbering systems wise, this actually will say on our website 49, I believe, but this is actually the 50th. There was an episode in there that we did that we didn't number early on where we talked about the Scrum Gathering where I was speaking at the time. So this is not only our year anniversary, but our 50th episode. And it just seemed like a good time to take stock and look back a little bit on what we've learned and where we want to go with this thing. First of all, let me just thank you. I just want to thank you guys for all the great response I've got from you on this. You've been just incredible. I've loved the emails that I've received from you. I really cherish those. I've gotten a lot of great feedback, got a lot of tips, a lot of advice, some suggestions on people to have on the show. Some of those we've had on, some of those we haven't been able to do that yet, but we're in the works of trying to get that on. And you've given us suggestions on topics that we've done as well. Again, some of those we've had, some we haven't had on yet. Really, the only snag in getting all of those things on is just finding the right guest for it. Part of my job, I think, with this podcast is just to marry up the right topic with the right guest. I want to make sure that when we talk about something that I have the right people on to talk to you about it. So I've tried to find, you know, a good mix of guests along the way and try to, you know, really focus on the topics. I say this a lot of times in my classes when I teach, we really do try to make this a topical podcast. I said when I started this that I didn't want this to be an interview style podcast. I didn't want to have someone on and say, hey, tell me how you got started with this thing. I wanted to talk about specific topics. If I was going to listen to the podcast, that's what I want, right? I want to have someone give me a list of topics and then I could pop in and out and I could choose the ones that I liked and the things I thought would be the most impactful to me and maybe skip over other ones that I felt better at. So we've tried to do that along the way. We tried to keep, you know, topics that we thought were really impactful to everyone. I wanted to kind of look back a little bit on some of the things we've done and call out a couple of things to you. If you haven't got a chance to do these, I'm not going to play little clips from the episodes. I'm not going to take up that time for you because if there's one that you want to hear, you can just go back and listen to the whole thing. But I did want to call out just a few of them that I've had along the way that I thought were really, really excellent shows. I really had a good conversation with that particular guest, or that topic was a really impactful topic. And maybe point you to some that you haven't experienced or maybe have skipped over in the past. First, just to say, we started off this podcast with a big idea for a series that we started that we thought we'd just make our way through the Scrum framework. We'd start at the very beginning and we'd talk about the different roles. We'd talk about the different events that take place and we'd talk about the different artifacts that happen. So our first series there, our first several episodes were really going through all of that. We even added in some stuff there that we felt were more kind of core topics or what we would refer to as standard practices, maybe generally accepted practices, things that a lot of teams are doing that may not be core to Scrum, but they're things that, you know, a lot of people would have interest in. So for instance, we had Mike to come on and talk about things like user stories and estimation, two big topics for him that I know a lot of people turn to him to get that kind of information on. So we had him on to do those kinds of things early on. We've had our trainers that work with us here at Mountain Goat on, and we have them on quite regularly. That's been our kind of bread and butter because we have, we feel like, such a great group of people that help train with us that have so much experience that there's really a lot of topics that they can speak about. So big, big thanks to all the trainers here at Mountain Goat that have done that with us. So I'm talking about people like Lance Dacey, who has come on several times. Lance always has such great insight to share with us. I'm really glad to have him on. Mr. Kurt Peterson has been on with us several times and shared his knowledge with us. Really enjoyed having him. Scott Dunn. Scott has been a great person to have on. Scott has a lot of insight from sort of the product owner perspective. So we've gotten a lot of discussions in the product owner realm from him. Then we have Mr. Mitch Lacey, who was with us as well. And, you know, Mitch has been not with us as much, but he did come on and we did have a good conversation about kind of the hidden secret ingredient, quality, and talking about quality with him. And then I can't talk about this without talking about Miss Julie Chickering, the fabulous Julie Chickering. She's been great to have on, really have enjoyed having her with us. And she's brought, you know, a really great perspective of coming from a project manager background and applying that to some of the stuff that we've talked about here in our topics. I've also been hugely fortunate to have this great network of people that both I've been able to pull from my history, but also that Mike has helped me to pull in a few people that were really instrumental in this movement and had some great insight to share. So started that off with one of my mentors, David Hawks. I'm really happy to have him on. He was talking about transformations with us. I thought that was a great episode. Lisa Atkins came on to talk about coaching. When I started to think, hey, we're going to have an episode about coaching, I thought, well, we got to get Lisa Atkins. I mean, she's just the person that I'd want to talk to about coaching. And her episode was just great. It was awesome to have her on. Other people that have been around, Stacey Ackerman came on to talk to us about marketing. That was a really good episode. Roman Pitchler. Roman came on to talk to us about product roadmaps and really planning things from a product owner perspective. He's such a great insight, has such great insight on product ownership. Really happy to have him on. John Miller came on, talked to us about education and using Scrum in the education environment. Really fortunate to have Henrik Knieberg come on and talk to us about scaling. That was episode 25. If you have ever seen the videos that talk about the scaling practices that were at Spotify, or I think they're actually titled Engineering, the Engineering Culture at Spotify, those were done by Henrik and just really great material. He was a great guest to have on as well. So really appreciate those. Other friends that I've had be able to drop in, Trisha Broderick came through. She talked about leadership without blame. It was great having her around. One of our own, Court Sharp, came through. He talked about using Scrum in maybe a non-traditional environment, a high school coach of a swim team. Got a lot of great feedback on that episode. A lot of people found that interesting to just hear how Scrum can be applied outside of software development. One of my favorite, Woody Zuhl, came through. That was episode 33, where he talked to us about mob programming. Really enjoyed that. Dallas Jackson joined us. She talked about working with humans. I'm just going through all of them because there's just so many good episodes here. And I'm just so thankful for the people that came through. And now just a brief pause as we tell you about the sponsor for this podcast. Are you looking to get your product owner certification? Have you thought about training with Mountain Goat Software? All our classes have a risk-free guarantee. We're the only training provider that uses Team Home software for better interactivity during classes. The materials are developed by Mike Cohn and were developed alongside a PhD instructional designer. So you get a better learning experience. For more details, visit mountaingoatsoftware.com. And now back to the show. Brad Swanson talked to us about servant leadership. Then one that kind of surprised me a little bit, Mr. Kuber Shirazi came through. And he is a gentleman who uses Scrum in sort of a transformative way in a developing world kind of structure. So he was able to share how his organization uses Scrum to help these micro entrepreneurs in more impoverished environments but be able to apply the same principles to help them succeed and help them to become successful. Just a huge, really entertaining discussion there. So thankful for Chris Lee coming on. Chris talked to us about, is it time to go out on our own? I know a big question a lot of people have, especially in today's world. Kareem Harbutt came on and talked to us about culture transformations and really kind of the difficulty there in transforming a culture of an organization. Bob Galen was here. Bob Galen came on episode 42, and we talked really about the importance of self-mastery, about getting better and how we have to continue to push ourselves to get better. I took a lot away from that episode, just inspired me to try to push in different ways to get better. So really thankful for him coming on. Richard Chang came on with us, talked to us about cultivating an agile culture, especially in a virtual world like we live in today. That was a great episode. Anu Smalley came on. She talked about transformations as well, but this one was more about how the people portion of transformations was something that we should really think about and focus on. One of our own members of our Agile Mentors community who contributes quite often to our discussion forum, Christina Ambers, came on and talked to us really about how to assess your company culture, or to assess a company's culture before you accepted any kind of a job offer from them. I know there have been multiple times in my career where that would have been very helpful for me if I had been able to do that before coming into that organization. And then most recently, Mr. Bob Payne came on. Bob Payne came on and talked to us about lean and really lean thinking, lean design, and the whole principles of lean and how that kind of flooded back in to what we do. Lots of great guests, lots of great topics that we've had here over the course of these past 50 episodes. I can't thank every guest enough. I just feel like they are the stars of this podcast because they bring so much great content and information. I want to thank as well all the people who, there have been several instances over the past year where we found ourselves in different people's top list of Agile podcasts. There's several of them, so I don't want to start mentioning them because I'm sure I'll leave someone out. But thank you to everyone who did that, who found this podcast useful and helped us to get the word out about it. That's really all we ask for anyone who listens to this, is just tell someone. Tell someone about it if you find it useful and point them in our direction. As far as what's coming up, well, we have a lot of ideas. We have a lot of topics still that are in our backlog that we want to address and talk about. So that's something that we are scheduling. We're working through guests. We still quite regularly get suggestions of guests and topics that we put into our backlog, and we just handle that in an agile way, right? We have a backlog. We prioritize things, and we try to get the guests as soon as we can get them in. I know there's some exciting guests that I already have on tap that we'll actually be recording in the next few weeks. Can't wait to share some of those topics with you and some of those guests with you, because I think they're going to have a lot of material that you're really going to enjoy here over the next few weeks here and months. Just want to give you a heads up on one thing. We do have not really a full pause, but we have a slight pause, a diminishment, I guess is a better way to put it, that will be happening in the month of July. So if you're listening to this, the month of July, we're going to, just because of a sustainable pace and trying to not push ourselves too hard, we'll take our foot off the gas a little bit for the podcast on the month of July. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to put anything out. We still plan on putting things out over the course of July. So it's not a full break. But one of the things we thought about doing is trying to have a little bit more targeted tips in that time frame. So look for that. Look for that in the month of July. I know a lot of people are on vacation during that time as well. It's a great month for us to kind of take a break because I know a lot of people will be out of the office. But if you're around and you're listening to us, we're not abandoning you. We'll still have some tips for you that will come through every week. We'll still be there on your dial, virtual dial as it was, to listen to us and give you some insight over that time period. I'm really excited about the direction. And again, I think that it's really thanks to you. It's thanks to the people who listen to this podcast. Like I say a lot of times on here, we depend on you. We depend on you to tell us what you like and what you don't like. We depend on you to give us suggestions, to tell us what you want to hear. And that's really been the lifeblood of what we've done here on the Agile Mentors podcast. Hope to continue that. We also have some other things coming up that I'll go ahead and drop here. I don't think I've said this anywhere else yet, but Mike and I both are going to be speaking jointly together. We're co-presenting at the big Agile 2023 conference that's going to be taking place in Orlando. So if you happen to be around and be up for that, July 24th through 28th, that's the big, huge Agile conference that takes place every year. There are also Scrum gatherings that take place. That one, I think, just actually happened recently here in the US in Portland. There's another one that's taking place later in the year that's going to be in Amsterdam. Nothing to announce on that, but we will be at the Agile 2023 conference in Orlando. Again, that's July 24th through 28th. So if you want to join there, I'd be happy to meet you in person and chat with you. You can come to our talk, meet us both, and we'd love to hear from you. And there's nothing I love more than when I go to one of these places and speak and have people come up and say, hey, I listen to your podcast. I really, really enjoy the content that you have. So, hey, you know, make my day. Come up and chat with me at the Agile 2023 conference and we'll hang out. There's lots of things that take place there at the conference. And really, the more than anything else, what I've found to be the biggest benefit of these conferences is just making those personal connections. It's all about people anyway, right? It's about people over the process. So I'd love to meet you. I'd love to hear more from you and kind of make that connection. So if you're there, please do look me up and come and find me. I'm speaking the one day of the rest of the conference. I'm just attending like anybody else, just trying to listen to some good sessions and pick up some new tips and learn some things from people while I'm there. So I might sit next to you in a talk somewhere along the line. That's about all I had for you here for this episode. I just wanted to, like I said, look back, look forward a little bit. And more than anything else, just thank you. I mean, we've done this for a year. Really didn't know if we were going to be able to sustain it over a year. I think that a lot of that has to do with just the people that are part of this, the people that have contributed, the guests that have been on, but also the listeners, the people that have contributed in suggestions, comments to help us refine this and make it better. That door never closes. So please do email us if you have any tips or suggestions. You can get us at podcast@mountaingoatsoftware.com. That email address is something that I read every email that comes through. I respond to every email. It may take me a few days if I'm teaching a class to get back to you, but I do respond to every single one that comes through. So look for that. If you want to send me a tip or suggestion, or you just want to touch base with me, podcast@mountaingoatsoftware.com. That's where you can find us. I'm going to leave you with that for this episode. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for getting us to a year and 50 episodes. We're looking forward to the next year and the next 50 episodes. Thanks very much. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Take care, everyone.